AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The Justice Department is releasing more than 3 million pages of documents in the latest Jeffrey Epstein disclosure. The reveal is being done under a law intended to reveal what the government knew about the millionaire financier's sexual abuse of young girls in his interactions with the rich and the powerful.
I don't have anything to share about what's new or not new.
This is Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche.
We complied with the act, and there is no... We did not protect President Trump. We didn't protect or not protect anybody. I mean, I think that there's a hunger or a thirst for information that I do not think will be satisfied by the review of these documents.
Epstein killed himself in a New York jail in 2019 while awaiting trial. Blanche also said the Justice Department is opening a federal civil rights probe into the death of Alex Preddy in Minnesota.
The FBI, in their role, which is a separate role from DHS, is also looking into it and conducting an investigation. And that's not... That shouldn't be treated as making news.
Preddy is the second person shot and killed by government officers in Minneapolis during President Trump's immigration crackdown. A judge says federal prosecutors cannot seek the death penalty against the man accused of killing UnitedHealthcare's CEO. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
The district judge in New York has dismissed a federal murder charge against Luigi Mangione in Brian Thompson's killing, ruling it was technically flawed. Mangione still faces stalking charges that could earn him life in prison if convicted. The ruling foils the Trump administration's bid to execute Mangione for what it calls the premeditated, cold-blooded assassination of Thompson 15 months ago. President Trump has vowed to resume federal executions after the Biden administration halted them.
Stocks are lower after President Trump picked Kevin Warsh to be the next Federal Reserve chair. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Soutell, and this is Markets in a Minute. Financial markets are churning as investors try to figure out what President Donald Trump's nominee to be the next Federal Reserve Chair will mean. The S&P 500 dipped 0.2% in the first hour of trading Friday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 155 points. That's about 0.3%. The Nasdaq Composite fell 0.3%. The value of the U.S. dollar swiveled up and down a few times, then headed a bit higher following Trump's nomination of former Fed Governor Ken Warsh to lead the U.S. Central Bank. Trading in gold continued the bumpy ride it's been on. Gold fell sharply at first, then retraced some of its losses. Seth Soutell, New York.
Parts of Florida are bracing for frost and possible snow flurries as a winter storm moves in. Forecasters say there's a 10 to 20% chance of snowfall in and around Tampa this weekend. The record for snowfall there was in 1977, 2 inches of snow. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.